وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. In this question, our brother basically is asking regarding the man who killed 99 men. Actually, he killed 100. He killed 100 already. Then where is the right of those 100? He killed them. He should pay their debt. He should pay the blood money for them, a diyah. But in the hadith mentioned that he is in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, and the malaika, the mercy, took him till the end. And it's possible for the person to do that and to enter the paradise without paying the debt or in the judgment day. Subhanallah, ya akhi, mashallah, your question is good. And this kind of notice and this kind of understanding, it shows us that the person who asking this question is a smart person. Barakallah fiqh, and I will give you a smarter answer, inshallah. Barakallah fiqh. The answer of this, ya akhi, if you still remember in the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith, قال له العالم ولكن أرضك أرض سوء. Your land is land of سوء. Is a bad people who they live in your place. Go to the other land and worship Allah Azza with them. كانت أرضه أرض كفر. His land is land of kafir. That's why they ordered him to immigrate from that hadith. Immigrate from the Dar al Kufr. So the 99 person is among those people who they are kuffar. There's no blood money for the kafir. Ya Nasama, dear brother, there's no blood money for the kafir. This is number one. This is not ihtimal, this is not possibility, it's a fact, like how the hadith been mentioned, that's why he been ordered to immigrate. Other thing, my dear brother, you must understand, he said, قَوْمُكَ قَوْمُ سُوءٍ. جَاءَ فِي حَدِثِ قَوْمُكَ, your people is bad people. Means this kind of killing will come out of a bad from all parties, from both sides and from all parties. That's why those people, they die among their bad. And the hadith mentioned this person only from this place because he deserved to be good. He deserved to be good. So he been chosen among them. Which kind of blood money for those kind of people? So all the situation, all the description of the hadith show us that those people, according to their religion of Banu Israel and to our religion, they don't deserve the blood money, no doubt. This is better than the answer of the one who said, because this Shari'at man qablana, this is the in the religion before us. It means this is not in Islam, this is another religion, maybe there is no blood money for them. No, this is actually, answer is too far. The evidence of that, the blood money, is something connect with the fitrah, with the natural state. That's number one. Number two, it's a fact that the blood money was exist in the Banu Israel Sharia. They had it. The evidence of that is the story of the cow, and wallah, what Allah said about that man who they killed him unjustly, and he wake up from his death and see this man who killed me, to take his right from him after his death. You understand? They had it, barakallah fi, and they had a lot of they had the rights, because it's connected with the rights, and the religion, any religion will never come without giving people their rights. So this is the best answer, and it's 100% the understanding of the hadith, and this answer of Allah of ulama in this issue, barakallahu feek, and I think it's more than clear, hafadakallahu ta'ala. And thank you for your question to remind us this beautiful mas'ala. Barakallahu feek.